You're recording?
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with streaks of blood.
That leaves all of us out.
Yeah, I know. We're just kind of like,
Well, that was it for Guardians of the Geekery.
It was a nice run. And then we listened to our intro.
Hello.
Carol the Cat.
Oh, hi.
The Giddy Geeker.
Hello.
Tiffany the Technician.
Hey. Hey.
That was horrible.
And now, damn right they shot.
You betcha.
The hosts of Guardians of the
Geekery. Still missed. Those stormtroopers' accuracy. Ridiculous.
Well, it's because you're not the stormtroopers dressed in black.
Oh. Episode 131. Carl's back?
This is the sound of my voice.
How's Tangents? What's happening?
Tangents is good. Yeah. He's still coming out once every couple of months. Actually, every other month.
Yeah.
Why don't we like introduce him and tell everybody what he does? Rather than just like, hey.
I would like to introduce Carl Fulmer, the fantastic, the publisher, co-publisher. That's really going to piss off
the rest of my
president.
The three partners. That's right. Emperor for life of Tangents magazine. Ignore the other three. They'll get upset at me. They'll get over it. We are an entertainment, fiction, poetry, music, political magazine.
Yes.
That is mostly distributed on South Boulevard, South End, Noda, Plaza Midwood, a little around the university area.
Rebel Base.
Rebel Base.
Get mine from Stash Pass.
The Death Star, Deep Space Nine. Babylon 6. Babylon 5 rejected us.
Oh.
And,
on the TARDIS?
Huh?
On the TARDIS?
Ooh. Well, when we catch him, you
if
just don't know where he's going
to
be.
I would think that they would zone in just to get a copy.
Oh. Well, we're also trying to keep up the website. The TARDIS, I think, now has Wi-Fi.
There
That's
true.
Which
that's
is tangentsmag.com.
Yeah, so, you know, it for those of you who missed episodes 96 and 97.
Back in August
2016. Of last year. Yeah. Tangents was around for a long time, and you guys brought it back.
Yes.
Kind of like a rebooted Doctor Who, not two.
Tangents was around in the early 90s for 2.5 years, and we got bored and brought it back. It's a classic zine. Local artists, writers, everything local, everything original, and we've been very proud of it so far. And of course, we have our writing superstar, Daniel Costin, who the guy thinks about things before we even talk about it. Which, you know, if he wasn't so good, would annoy the hell out of me. But he's great at what he does. So no, there's no point in getting annoyed with him because he's everything he's written has been gold.
I would say Tangents is much needed during these times, locally and nationally, so I appreciate all the work you're doing.
It is, yeah. It is a liberal-leaning magazine. I am the most conservative person on the staff. I was a Republican. I've recovered. I'm now an independent.
I was a Republican. I was in the college Republican.
Oh, Lord.
When I was in college.
That's like a cult sometimes. I remember those guys. They were crazy.
It was the only way to get off campus with cute boys and bow ties.
Little
did I know that later on Matt Smith would bring it back. So.
And fezzes.
Fezzes are cool.
Yeah, yes.
I have a fez in my bathroom.
Ah, is that where you keep the extra roll of toilet paper?
Sometimes.
Okay. With my grandmother. Well, my grandmother, it was a knitted.
Cozy.
Poodle cozy. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
My grandmother had, like, the knitted doll.
Yeah, that's what my mom had.
I had an aunt that had that.
Was, like, with the hair that got frizzled.
Yeah, and it just kind of overflowed on the top of the toilet and looked like it was melting.
She also had the glass jar full of the purple-colored cotton balls that smelled like
Lavender?
Girl magazine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That my mom didn't have. But she had a little basket of soaps that we weren't allowed to touch.
Yes.
That got dusty.
And I swear to God, she had them for like 15
years.
And
she probably also had a little dish of ribbon candy that was also dusty.
Yes. And the little hard puff candy.
Yes, that were incredibly nasty.
Yes.
Yummy.
It's
we're
true.
Old. That's what we're saying.
Old. But Tangents is new again.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So how did your seceding from the Union episode go? Edition.
They all got picked up. Very few were left. We printed 2,000, and they absolutely have been, they were very successful. And I think people got the joke. We are going to revisit it later. Last month we did, Cindy interviewed Jeff Jackson, local state senator. There's still a few copies of that out there. And he's a young guy, skateboards, and he hates HB2, so you guys should read the article.
Yeah. He's a great guy to follow on Facebook to know what's going on locally.
Okay, cool.
And his youngest son likes brooms.
Yes.
We don't know why Owen likes the brooms, but he likes the brooms.
Quidditch.
Dude. It's garbage.
Let's just make it simple.
He's a wizard.
Yeah, he's persistent.
A wizard.
By the way, Elizabeth Warren came out with the official Elizabeth Warren version of the She Persisted t-shirt.
So okay, cool.
You can support the cause. I want to be part of the persisterhood. There you go.
Well, you are.
I know I am. But what are you? No
kidding. Wow, that just turned.
Screw you, I'm leaving.
That just turned taunts there.
You got me strapped to the chair.
Well, you asked us to do it. It was really kind of weird.
It was either that or take off my pants again. And that
oh, no.
Me.
No.
Still recovering.
Yeah.
Still recovering from that. You have one great writer, but you're looking for more submissions.
Yes. We do print and publish art and writing from local artists and writers, but that's obvious. We've already done that. We've printed, we have lots of comics and art and poetry and fiction and articles and music reviews and interviews. That we've published from the very beginning. And that's what we did in the old days. And that's what we're doing now. And if you wish to submit work for Tangents Magazine, you may submit it to our general email address, tangentsmagazine@gmail.com. Mm.
And Tangents is spelled the good old-fashioned way.
Exactly.
TANGENTS
magazine.
@gmail.com.
Exactly. And if you're interested in advertising, you may reach me there as well. Or you can call me at 980-500-9515.
All right. Say that one more time for our people who are searching for their pens.
Our rates are very reasonable. And our phone number is 980-500-9516. And we publish 2,000 every 2 months. We have a website. 90 to 98% of all of our publications get picked up. And it's because we already have developed a big fan base.
Yeah.
We want to increase our circulation. And we've already gotten some great support from folks like Sabor and Dish Restaurant. Live Nation has supported us a couple of months. So did the Comedy Zone. Yeah. So through them and through their support, we have garnered a pretty large fan base.
That's awesome.
I'm happy.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Of course, the plan is to become huge, get bought by Condé Nast for millions of dollars, and we can all retire.
No, I'm not allowing that. I would like you all to retire at some point, but I don't want you to become like
creative. We just want you to
no, but you know what happens when somebody else buys you, then all of a sudden it's what was so great about your magazine.
I promise we will not sell out unless it's for millions and millions of dollars.
Okay.
And then who would blame you?
Exactly.
And if you do have millions and millions of dollars,
we'll start another one.
John Hartness will belly dance for $5,000. So
okay.
Oh, there's a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
There's a Kickstarter.
I know. I was very impressed when I heard that that was an option. But anyway, local writer,
local
staff publisher.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
John
Hartness. Very scared.
Frequent podcast guest.
Frequent. Yes. Very frequent. I think you're most frequent.
Yes.
Well, yeah, right up there. Yeah. You're getting close.
You're getting closer.
To what?
To frequent podcast guest.
Okay, you can have me back whenever you want. You ought to have Daniel. That guy knows local music. And regional. Whenever Mike Nesmith got back together with the Monkees in L.A., they flew him out to take pictures of the of the show. He is really close with a lot of great bands and knows the history of rock and roll in the South and the Carolinas.
Well, then he could help me with the music tent at the Muggles Market.
More than likely, yeah. You got to hit him up early, though, because he's a busy kid.
Well, you know, this is 7 months from now.
That's true.
So, we've got time.
But no, not necessarily, not with Daniel.
If I meet him tomorrow, yeah. So tell us what kind of other stuff you've been going on. You said you've got web for the Tangents now, too?
Yes. There's only four of us, so we're trying to keep it up to date as often as we can. It's tangentsmag.com. We had that website for years, let it lapse. Then, unbeknownst to us, Daniel bought it. and so it's safe. Good. And we do publish our articles on there. And it's gotten a very good response. And we think we have some articles coming up that will garner a lot of hits and a lot of shares, which is what we want. Otherwise, it's a very simple website, and if somebody would like to help us with the website, you may call us at 980-500-9516. Sorry, that was my big AM voice.
That was a good AM voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you find to be the topics that people are most interested in on the magazine or the most you get feedback on, but with local issues?
The people that I've spoken to have really been upset with the closing of all the music venues.
Yeah.
I'm starting in 2015 with the closing of Tremont Music Hall, which was a big hit. And then what just happened recently with Amos's closing.
Yeah.
Of course, the Double Door recently. That was an arrow in my heart. The Chop Shop closed. The people are really upset about this. But, you know, they tend to forget we still have the Milestone. We still have the Comet Grill, because that only holds 68 people. The Evening Muse. We have the Neighborhood Theater. We have Hattie's on Central Avenue, which is a great place run by a great lady named Jackie. I'll just say Jackie's. I don't want to screw up the last name. I can look it up, but that would be silly at this point. If you haven't been to Hattie's, you need to go. It has just been expanded to be the size of the Double Door. Oh. And she's going to be expanding. And she's just signed a local band to be the regular band. I'm not going to say who it is. I'll let her announce that. And then, of course, there's the Underground. Do you guys know about the Underground?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, the Underground is literally beneath the Fillmore at the Music Factory. It was twice a country bar, and twice the country bar bombed. Because like I said, if you're going to go see country, you go where the hookers and the drugs are, and that's out on the edge of town. I'm not going to name the place because I don't want to get sued. So what they did was, they gutted the place, did away with all the country stuff, and kept the stage, did some new murals, so it's now a rock and roll place. And they're willing to take a loss. If they're willing to put on some shows that doesn't make that much money at the door, but will make money at the bar. And if they find that someone really draws a crowd, they'll put together a showcase and move them to the Fillmore. They are absolutely open to turn the Underground into something special.
Of course, it just music?
No, they've had art shows there. They've had seminars there for how to market music. They've had, I suggested a couple of things that Chris Osment, the guy who runs marketing in Live Nation locally, who said that those are dabbling good ideas and he was going to look into them. I haven't talked to him last month or so to find out exactly what he wants to do. But they're open to doing things. They're open to doing comedy showcases. They're open to doing... he's open to working with you. And if you can put together corporate sponsorships to help pay for it...
Even better, right?
Even better. And they have a new parking deck across the street, which took out the diner.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because everybody seemed to like the diner.
Yeah.
But there's now a parking deck right across the street. So that makes...
Plenty of parking.
Yep.
If you don't Uber or Lyft there, so...
Sounds like I work for them, so I think we should probably move on.
I will say something clever who's been on the show. They've They've done a they've done a couple of shows out there, maybe two.
They've done two shows at the Underground. Yeah, they were at one of the first shows at the Underground when they first opened.
Because they had done CleverCon back at Tremont before it closed, and then they lost that, of course, because we needed a parking lot and apartments. We desperately need more apartments.
God, we need more apartments that look like Russian that look like Russian barracks. With great big white letters to say "luxury apartments" splashed across the side.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
You guys have seen that, right?
Yes. Oh yes. God. Here's my thing: have you heard about these micro apartments that they're talking about, where it's like 300 square feet for $800 a month?
What are we, Manhattan? Wow. What the hell did this happen?
NoDa actually opened up a series of those. Very just micro apartments.
Well, have you guys walked around, Finnish furniture store. What am I trying to say?
IKEA.
Yes. IKEA. You give me your money, IKEA. I have some friends, kids I do that with. Have you seen the 300 square foot model apartment? If you can do that, then okay, maybe. And then if you're a NoDa, then you can walk outside and sit on the bench and go to the smelly cat. So, okay, that kind of makes sense. But in this town,
the price point is what shocks me.
What is it?
Well, it's like $800 at least for a micro apartment.
That's in Charlotte.
That's in Charlotte. NoDa's probably more.
And NoDa actually were quite reasonable when I was looking at them. This was when they were first building them. I think they were like $400 to $500. So it was actually quite reasonable for NoDa. The problem is, in Charlotte, unless you're right downtown, you have no way to get anywhere. You literally have to find somewhere to park your car.
And now they're saying the light rail is going to be postponed until next year.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine that's on the committee for that. It's just the public committee, but he's been on it for a long time, and he was not happy when he heard about that, because they announced it to everybody. Nobody was given a heads up.
Well, yeah, and they spent taxpayer money advertising that open, and also to UNCC students that were incoming, and their parents, more importantly, because it was going to coincide with the fall semester in August. So all of that kind of
To the whole project is it's apparently way under budget.
Oh, that's cool.
That's way under budget. Unless they find pockets of gas or maybe a gateway to another dimension where they have to.
Buffy. Yeah.
Then they could charge more because you can go to another dimension.
On your left, you see the Hellmouth, and on your right, there's IKEA. You
okay? Well, Carl, I'm so glad that you came to hang out. Yeah. I'm wondering if you would mind babysitting Field overnight in the garage.
Okay.
Hanging out with us a little bit more on our next episode, because I think we have more topics, local and regional and galactically, talk about.
I brought my footies and my teddy bear,
okay.
Well, great.
Yeah, I'm just glad that, again, you have pants. So.
I'm afraid I fooled you. These were painted on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
So you are happy to see us.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
Stand at attention, young man.
Yes, absolutely.
Guardians. Oh, that's an explicit rating.
You're listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery. And on Twitter at
CLTGOG.
Music used by Guardians of the Geekery.
You're going to spit all over
it. Joey's spitting on us. We're far away.
I spit in your general direction.
Bye, Tipples.
We'll see you next episode. Here we go.